word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're concluding our series with Jesus in the Vineyard. We began with Jesus in the upper room when Jesus met with the disciples. These chapters are important for our study because these are some of the last words that Jesus said to His disciples before He would be crucified. Now, He did come back and say some other things later after the resurrection, but before the crucifixion, as He was preparing them and speaking to them about His death on the cross and about His Father, He had much to say to them. And I think these are important to us to study as well. And I want to encourage you that if you haven't heard all of the Bible studies in this series, to go back to our website at considerhisword.org, and there you can find all of the studies in this series. And so go check them out and catch up to where we are today. However, this is the last one. Now, during this series, we've been offering a Gospel of John, a little pocket version of the Gospel of John, and we still have a few of those available. In fact, as long as they'll last, we'll continue to give these away to the end of the year, and so to the end of 2016. And if you'd like to receive one, all you have to do is write to us. We've sent out a number of them already, and simply write to us. You can do that through the website at considerhisword.org, or you can write to us at our P.O. Box. Write to Consider His Word Ministries, P.O. Box 550456 in Davie, Florida. The zip is 33355. Let me give you that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, P.O. Box 550456 in Davie, Florida, 33355. So write and get your little Gospel of John today. These are great to put in your pocket or purse or even give one away to a friend. Now let's get to our Bible study. We're in John chapter 16. We're down toward the end of the chapter. In fact, I can imagine that just now the sun is just beginning to rise. They're approaching the Garden of Gethsemane as they walk down to the Kidron Valley and back up a little hill to where the Garden of Gethsemane is. Jesus has spent the last 10 or 12 hours talking to them about many things. He's talked to them about heaven, about the mansions that He's building. He's talked to them about coming again. He's talked to them about the Spirit of God that He will send, the Comforter that He would send. He's talked to them about peace. He's talked to them about what they can expect coming in the days ahead in terms of persecution, and that people would hate them because they hated Jesus first. And so I want to go down and read John chapter 16, starting in verse 29. The disciples are beginning to get it. They're beginning to understand. And so in verse 29, the Bible says, His disciples said unto Him, "Lo, now speakest Thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we are sure that Thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask Thee. By this we believe that Thou camest forth from God." And Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and now is, when ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus asked them the question, do you now believe? Now, they had just said, we believe that you come from God, which is their affirmation that Jesus is the Messiah, that he was the appointed one of God, the anointed one of God that was to come. And they recognize that at this point. I think there are still things that they don't completely understand. I don't think that they've gotten everything in terms of the details, but they're beginning to see that Jesus is telling them the truth. And Jesus asked them a question. He said, do you now believe? Now, he had asked them for their faith back in John 14. He said, believe in God, believe also in me. And they were believing. They were beginning to see that he was the Messiah and trusting the things that he had told them. And they didn't know maybe all the specifics, but they believed that Jesus was ultimately going away, like he said, and that he was going to the Father. And what about you? Do you now believe? Jesus told them, the hour is coming and now is. I think in this moment that Judas had, with the soldiers in tow, were making their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. Now in John 17, Jesus does there pray and talks to the Father. But I think probably by this time that Judas, along with the soldiers and the Sanhedrin, were probably on their way. And the arrest would be coming very soon, very soon. Jesus knew this. And he's trying to prepare the disciples for what's going to happen, perhaps in just the coming, maybe within the hour. And he said, the hour cometh in, and it is now come. And he said that you'll be scattered, every man to his own. Now, Judas was already gone. And James and John and Peter would follow him into the Garden of Gethsemane, and there they would fall asleep. But when the arrest came, disciples ran away to hide. The only one that we know that was at Gethsemane or that was at Calvary was John, when Jesus spoke to him. In John 20:10, it says the disciples went away again unto their own house. And you wonder where the multitudes were. Those that Jesus had healed, those he had made walk, and those that he had healed of leprosy, those that he had cast out demons, where were they? Well, they were all scattered, and they would run away. But Jesus reminded them. He says, I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. And the Father would be with him in the arrest. And he knew the Father would be with him through the beating that was to come and through the trials before Pilate and before Herod and the mocking and even the crucifixion, until finally Jesus would cry out, Father, Father, why have you left me? And the Spirit of God would for a short time leave Jesus there alone on Calvary to die as a cursed individual on the cross. And he would be buried, and of course he rose again. Now, Jesus here, he knows all of this is coming. And he knows that God is going to help him, that God will be there with him. And Jesus told them, these things I've spoken to you that you might have peace. The words that Jesus had spoken them would bring them peace. Words of promise. When they went back and remembered the things that he told them, the words about a mansion, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you may be also. So they had the words, the promise of mansions, the promise of his return, and away to the Father. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. They would find peace in the words of the Comforter, that the Spirit of God would come alongside them and teach them, teach us. And he said, would bring these things to their remembrance. And Jesus promised them a peace that would be like no other peace that the world had to offer. Remember back in John 14, when he told them, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And he reminded them, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. And that tribulation will be coming within hours. And tribulation in their preaching, when they would stand and preach and Jerusalem, be brought before the council. They'd find tribulation in serving him. And all through the book of Acts, you find so many times that they were arrested and beaten. And the tribulations are going to be there. We cannot avoid all of the tribulations in life. They're going to come. And he said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. It's going to come. But then he said, be of good cheer. These were encouraging words. Be of good cheer. And he went on and said, because I have overcome the world. Oh, he would be crucified. And the disciples would think that it was all over. The devil would think that it was all over. The Sanhedrin thought that they were done with this rebel, with this trouble causer. And he would be crucified, but taken down from the cross and laid in a grave, and 3 days rise again. And the devil was defeated, and Jesus would be victorious. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus overcame the world. Again, 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, this is what Jesus was asking them now. This is where this conversation began, when he said, do you believe? Do you now believe? What about you? Do you believe that Jesus came, that he was the Messiah, that God sent him to this earth and he lived a perfect life? And then he died on the cross to pay for your sin. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he died for you. And now he asks you to just trust him and believe him. Again, in Romans 10:9-10, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. A couple of verses further, it says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can you say that you know Christ is your Savior? Here, Jesus has made all of these promises in these chapters in John 14:15-16. And all of these promises are yours. You can claim these promises for your own, but only when you've received Christ as your Savior, when you put your faith in him and bowed before him and called on his name, and put your faith in the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus finishes speaking to them, he slips into the garden. And there the Bible says that he began to pray. And you realize that in the garden there, he prayed for you. He prayed for the disciples. Prayed for us. It's amazing to read in John 17 where Jesus is actually praying for you. He prayed for himself as well. And then the hour is coming, as he said. He would be arrested. He'd be tried, and he'd be taken to the cross to there be crucified. And he leaves us with this question, do you now believe? I hope that you have. And I hope that you'll take time to read these chapters and see exactly what Jesus said. Don't take what somebody else says. Read what Jesus said and the promises that he made to you. Our time is gone for today. Join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.